Oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
Gang's all here. And when I say all here, I mean all here.
We got a foursome.
We do have a foursome.
Fivesome. Riggs.
Oh, yeah, five.
Yep.
He can caddy.
It's a pro-am.
You going to caddy for us, Rig? Is that okay?
Riggs got in early this morning. I was ripping on him going in this morning, yeah.
Special two-hour edition, fellas.
Yes, sir.
This is something I know we thank our buddy Jeff Marsrow for, because last year we kind of clamored for it, right?
10-under.
10-under now. Wow, look at Brooks. So, yeah, we'll get to the PGA in a second. But we clamored to Jeff Marsrow. We said, hey, when there are the big events, obviously Detroit's major, the Rocket Mortgage Classic, we're going to do a two-hour show. But can we do two-hour shows? He said, yeah, let's do it. And it's a great day to do it. Beautiful day out here at Fox Hills, BC. Mike Fay, Jordan Young. You know, normally, and I'm going to steal a tweet that I just saw. Somebody said, I've never cheered so hard for somebody to finish 15th in my life.
Did you see us, Jordan and I, jump?
That was awesome.
That was cool as hell.
I wish I was rolling tape on that, because you guys, you know, and that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Obviously, we're talking about Michael Block. I mean, right. just a great story all weekend. Fan favorite. It was hysterical watching it last night. He's walking down the fairway doing interviews with Nance and what's up, Jim? And, you know, having a good time with it and everything. This guy is having the time of his life. The ace today and that putt on 18 to shoot 71 literally caused Jordan and BC to jump up and high five. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
It's the last time we did that, I think it was the U.S. Amateur.
Actually, yeah.
We were that excited about somebody.
Well,
making a putt.
I think we were a little more excited.
Yeah, that's true. But that
I might
is,
add a couple cocktails in too. But.
Yeah, but that was cool.
No, and I know it means something to each one of you guys because, I mean, this is one of you. You know, this is like you doing it, Mike. You doing it, Jordan. You doing it, BC. I mean, this is the dream. And this guy is living the dream for all of us. Let's face it.
Well, you know, to put it in perspective, like I haven't watched a lot of the tournament, but I always like to watch our PGA professionals and see how they're doing. It's always kind of a sore spot, I think, because most of the guys out there are like, oh, man, there's 20 PGA club pros playing. And nobody really does well.
No.
And I think this is probably the best anybody's ever done, as far as I know. I'm not a historian, but
I think Larry Gilbert won it as a club pro,
but
way back.
But to go out, I mean, I was out last night and the night before just running into people, and they say, hey, have you seen this guy, this Block guy? I mean, that's what's cool, right? Because they know it's a PGA professional, and they know I'm a PGA professional, Mike and BC. And yeah, I mean, I've played against him a few times, and I know Brian's probably run into him a bunch of times. He's played in this event, I'm going to say 8 to 10 times.
I think this is number 6. If you
okay.
Said he played in 5.
So you played in 6?
No, I have not. I played.
No, he played in 3. I'm sorry.
Yes,
3.
Thank you.
but I mean, he's been there before. You can see he's very exuberant, but his head's on right. I mean, he knows what's going on, and he knows not to look too far ahead. Now, I could imagine he right now is just like letting loose and kind of enjoying it, but he's going to make $300,000.
Good for him.
$300,000.
What? That's awesome.
Did you see his interview when he said, well, how do you handle all this pressure? He goes, this isn't pressure. This isn't pressure at all. He says, I got accountants telling me how to grow grass. And I got lawyers telling me that my burgers are too well done cooked. Like, I mean, that's what he said in his interview. That's the kind of guy he is.
It was beautiful too. You know, we were talking about before we went on the air, and if you guys didn't see it, find it. They told him that he was going to be playing the final round with Rory right after he finished up. And he kind of looked at the guy and he went, no.
What's his last name?
No. What? Come on. You're kidding me. And you know, I think that golly gee, aw shucks is really appealing to people, Mike. I mean, it seems like, oh, by the way, Brooks Koepka's leading by 4 shots now, but it seems like everybody's talking about Michael Block. It's been a great story.
It's one of our guys, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
We're cheering for him hard. And, you know, you look at it, and he does what we do every day. And he talked a lot about that in the press conferences. And I think it's great that he was able to just relax today and play really good. I mean, he played.
He talked relaxed. Yeah, I wonder how relaxed he was.
Yeah. He's not 24 years old
no.
either.
Yeah.
No.
He's humping it. He's been humping it for a long time.
45? Is that what I saw? I think 45? Even higher
older,
than that? Yeah.
I 40.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Jeez.
he's no spring chicken, and to be a club pro in that spot is pretty amazing.
By the way, and I have to say this, live guy, Brooks Koepka, four-stroke lead now. Turning back the clock, I mean, he was absolutely dominant for a couple years span there. And I looked this up today. His last win on the tour was February of 2021. Before that, it was 2 years previously. You know, he was kind of grinding it out, et cetera, et cetera. And he looks like the Brooks Koepka that really was dominant for a couple years there, guys.
No, he just hit his tee shot about 80 yards right on 17.
Me and my big mouth.
Oh, he's going to make a quad?
I don't makes think a bogey so. Be a good score.
Okay.
Him going to the live allowed him to fix his knee, I think. And so this was a big deal.
It was that expensive an operation?
Yeah, exactly.
It gave him time.
Mm-hmm. Time.
It gave him time. Yeah. Well, yeah. Somebody over there can explain that more in a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't know where he was going to be, right? He didn't know if that was going to kind of be the end, maybe. We talked about it before. I mean, not the end, but.
I mean, the beginning, the end of his kind of his little peak there, but I don't think his peak's done yet.
I'd imagine the guys that are at the top, it's almost like, well, can I get back to the top? Yeah. And maybe he wasn't sure with the injuries.
Oh, he said that. He even said that in an interview at the Masters. He said, I wasn't sure if I was ever going to play really competitive again. I was going to play. I knew I was going to play, but never really, really highly competitive again, which is scary.
I know I went way out on a limb, but I did pick him to win. So,
it was a good pick. I mean, I picked him and Scheffler, no doubt about it. The guys playing the best in the world right now.
He was back-to-back champs in the U.S. Open 17, 18, back-to-back champs in the PGA 18 and 19. I mean, that's insane when you think about it. And Mike, as you mentioned, things went awry and he looks back on track now. By the way, Michael Block, 46 years old.
46.
Good for him.
Oh, that's hard. I mean, that's hard. I mean, I did it when I was, 46 at the athletic club and then 48 and then 50 again. So, I mean, that's a lot of walking. That's a lot of golf for, you know, someone that's.
To make the hole in one, though. I mean, and he's like, did that go in? Oh, that didn't go in. Did it go in? Oh, come on, Rory, you're lying to me.
You can't even script a better way. You could not even script a better way. You couldn't even make that up.
Unreal. Nope.
We got Ken Griffin joining us at about 6:30 today. Of course, he's director of golf sales and marketing for Boyne Golf. And we haven't talked to Jason Langwell in a few weeks. He is going to join us tonight. I'm sure he'll be talking about that, which we're all watching right now. And, of course, he is the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And I think we may have a special guest coming up, too. I don't want to jinx anything.
He's not moving real fast.
Yeah, he's literally sitting 10 feet away from me. And I love his hat, though. I need to bring that up. If you know anything about me, I think you know who I'm talking about. James Byatt is out here as well. Don't go anywhere. Spin on Golf Sunday night. Glad you could join us right here on 760 WJR. All right, welcome back in. It is Spin on Golf, a PGA Championship edition. So for the majors, we're going to be here a couple hours, much like we will be at the DGC for what we so affectionately call Detroit Major.
Is that what Marcel
Listen,
give us
I
hours?
Do 3 hours. I don't know if Marcel can pull that off, but would I do it? Absolutely.
Just put him on the spot right now.
All right.
We put him on the spot for these, right?
Yeah. I think we just did. So
it's easy.
If we're going to do three, remind us to do the whole afternoon.
Yeah, let's go. It's afternoon.
All right, so we found out what the old pros think of the unbelievable performance of Michael Block. It means something to you guys as you've been doing it so long. Let's ask the young pro what he thinks about the performance of Michael Block today. The young pro, again, always representing the green and white. I had to bring that up to him. James Pyatt kindly joining us. James, always a pleasure to see you. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I mean, just going to that question right away, just seeing what he did out there today. I mean, as a PGA pro, I think that's, something special, obviously. You know, going from a guy who's teaching every day and working with students to finishing 15th in a major. I mean, that's something obviously that's inspiring to me and other people, just seeing his story. And I did a little researching on his stats, and it seems like he's a heck of a player too. He's dominant in California. So just seeing, you know, the story this week and how it unfolded for him. I think that's one of the coolest things in golf is, you know, any given moment, any day. And just seeing that superior play out of him this week was really something special.
How are things going for you? I think I can speak for everybody. Everybody around here is following you. We're all keeping an eye on things and obviously keeping an eye on Liv. Love to hear your perspective. How's it going for you this process?
Yeah. I mean, for me, this year's the golf itself hasn't been great, you know, not piecing it together, but there's been a lot of great things. I mean, I'm hitting it really well right now and looking forward to a good week at DC next week. But as far as the team aspect, getting to be with Phil Mickelson, I think that's been the coolest thing in the world for me is just learning from him and Brendan Steele, Cam Tringale. I mean, it's pretty amazing how much these guys have invested themselves in me and my game. And just getting all this knowledge at such a young age has really been the coolest part of it for me this year.
That's what's priceless, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? Phil is a master. That's the best way to put it. I mean, there's nothing that surprises that dude on a golf course. He knows everything about every shot. And, I mean, I used to think BC was over the top until I met Phil. And I'm like, holy crap, someone's actually thinks more than BC. So it's pretty impressive.
He's talking about me?
Yeah, I think he's talking about
me. Did you talk to him at all this week? Or?
Yeah. We were texting before the PGA, and he was just telling me, he's like, it's a really hard course setup. Obviously, you know, he has that mindset. Even at his age, he wants to go in and win. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool just being able to text with him for a little bit before he got going. And he was looking forward to a good week. And I thought, you know, 100th cut in a major, that's something really special.
That's kind of cool,
yeah. Yeah, there's only a few guys who've done that, and just seeing his name on that list, I mean, obviously over the years he's proven himself as, you know, one of the best in the game, so watching him to continually succeed is awesome.
Is that like the pension plus plus plus?
I don't even know where he stands on that now, yeah.
Not that he really cares, but, you know, pension plus plus plus.
59 and a half to 70, he's got to get rid of it.
Isn't it amazing that we were talking about, I mean, James, when we were younger, watching Jack make the charge that he did at Augusta and winning at 46, everybody went ooh and ah. With these guys taking care of themselves now, the way Phil takes care of himself, and, you know, Tiger before the accident and everything, seeing these guys in the hunt now isn't a shock. Like, Phil being in the hunt, you know, in Augusta, it doesn't exactly shock you anymore. And when you see what he puts into it, I'm sure it shocks you even less.
Yeah, I mean, even at his age of 52, he spends as much time, if not more, than most guys out there, and just he's pretty much addicted to the game. I mean, he loves the grind. He's always out there, and yeah, he lost a lot of weight in the off season too, which is even more impressive for how good he's looking at his age. And I just remember we were playing Orlando the week before Augusta, and I'm like, man, he's hitting it good, even though he didn't have a great week. I was like, this looks really good. And I told him, I go, people, you know, are afraid of Phil Mickelson in general, but a Phil Mickelson that's hitting fairways, that's the scariest thing I've ever seen. So
and putting good.
Yeah. The funny thing is, and we were watching him, you know, because James hits balls right in front of him every week. And I'm looking at his numbers, as, you know, getting his ball speeds up to almost 180, and he's hitting it through the roof. And then you go out there, and we're leaving, you know, and there's Phil still on the putting green, still working at it. So he really prepared himself really well for it. He worked his butt off.
You know, it was interesting, the few days leading up to it, I remember I read an article, and some people were kind of, okay, sure, Phil, whatever. Guys, I'm not that far away. I feel close. And to me, when a guy like Phil says that, I'm like, okay, everybody better look out. This is a guy, like you said, been there, done that. He knows this game. He knows what level he's at. And if he's ready to make a charge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, he's been around long enough. He knows everything about the game. And when he says I'm ready, he means it. I mean, a lot of guys will fake it. But if he tells you I'm feeling good, you better watch out. So he's continually impressed me with his work ethic and just how much he puts into the game. And I think it's shown.
How about a guy like Brooks? I mean, have you talked to him much out there? And have you hung out with him? And
yeah,
what do you know about his game?
Yeah,
and what
a little bit. I mean, I would say he's the most Tiger-esque guy out there as far as I'm going to take care of my business and I'm not here, you know, to kind of screw around and just hang out with the guys. I'm here to play golf. So
I like the Tiger-esque.
Yeah, that's the best. I mean, the best way to describe it, just his demeanor, his walk, mm-hmm. and just who he is as a person. So it's been cool watching him. He spends more time in a weight room than anyone else I've seen. Bryson goes off campus kind of to work out and do his thing, so I never get to see him in the gym, but I see Brooks in there getting done with the session when I'm getting in for a pre-round warm-up, and he's drenched in sweat, and I'll ask his trainer, like, what'd you guys do this morning? He's like, oh, full workout. He's got to get it in. So I'm like, yeah, same for me.
How do they do the pairings for you guys?
For Liv?
Yeah.
So Round one's kind of, it's been different. One week we played as teams, which was really cool in Australia. They had three guys go together and the captains played together. But every other week after that, it's kind of.
Is it a random?
It'll go off ranking or just completely random. It's kind of a running joke with my caddy and I right now. I'm not in a good placement to live as far as how I've been playing. So we go, is it hole 11 or hole 12 this week? And it's always one of the two.
So it's like college, right? They put the top three teams together.
Yeah, exactly.
And they put the next three teams. And then, you know, if you're in the fun bunch at the end, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the goal is to be in that, you know, 1B grouping on day three where they're the leaders are at. So
that's cool.
That's the continually grind at that and get after it.
And the reason why I ask is I was wondering, you know, if you played with Koepka out there, have you done anything like that? That's what I asked.
Yeah, Brooks, I haven't played with yet. I've played with just about everyone else but Brooks, but I've hung around with him enough where I know him and I have his number and everything. But no, it's cool just kind of watching him from a distance do his thing, and you learn just from observing out there.
BC, what are you seeing out of this guy?
Oh, I would say the last year. I mean, this year there's a lot of information coming from Phil. That's what I can say. I mean, and he's going to be so much better for it. I mean, hanging out with these guys, Brendan Steele, these guys are such good people off the golf course. Phil, I got to know Phil. I mean, Phil would generally walk with me up the fairway, and these guys are walking slow, and Phil and I are sprinting up the fairway talking.
And not walking slow, they just run.
Phil's got one stride. He's got a 5-yard stride.
Yeah, that's great.
Tim, his brother, was looping for him. Like, is he always walk this fast? Even in practice rounds, he's 50 yards ahead of everyone. He's like, yeah, I just let him go do his thing. And when he plays better, he walks faster. He goes, I got no chance, but, you know, I'm still here.
So for him to get all the peripheral stuff that Phil gives him, you know, some of the business sense outside the game of golf and what he does, you know, his personal life and how he prepares. Like, he got to see him prepare for a major.
Yeah.
Right up close, 5 feet away from him, you know, every day. So he's going to be so much better for it. I think, you know, right now he's not where he wants to be, but I think here in the next, well, hopefully this week and then on, he's going to be okay. And toward the end of the year, he's really, really going to be good.
You played some good golf though.
Yeah, it's been sporadic. That's the best way to put it. Sporadic, but piece it together, and, you know, three good rounds changes a lot.
Yep.
Well, we can talk to you anytime, man. Anytime you want to chat, we love having you on. You're one of us, man, and we're always going to root for you. Good luck the rest of the season and certainly beyond. We're going to be watching you, no doubt about it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
James Pyatt. Our own. I can say that, right?
Yeah,
he's one of us, right?
He wears a hat every week, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
it's a great hat.
Go green. James Pyatt kindly joining us. Don't go anywhere. Ken Griffin, Director of Golf Sales and Marketing for Boyne Golf, joining us next year. Spin on Golf, 760 WJR.
Thanks, Doug.
Yes, sir.
All right, Scheffler shoots a 65 today. He is 7 under, currently 2 strokes behind Brooks Koepka, who is
on 18.
Can he 4-putt?
On 18.
Oh, I hope not.
Victor is 3 strokes behind. So unless something catastrophic happens, famous last words.
Putt for birdie, Victor.
I heard a stat today about Koepka. If he wins, which obviously he's going to, he'll have 3 PGAs?
Yes, 3.
And there's only 2 other guys that have ever done that before?
No.
Incredible. One guy's named Tiger.
Yep.
The other guy's name is it Jack?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He won back to back U.S. Open, back to back PGAs. So
tied second.
Amazing how that works out. But hey, let's talk about golf in our great state of Michigan. Kindly joining us, Ken Griffin, Director of Golf Sales and Marketing for Boyne Golf. And Ken, first of all, thanks for joining us. I'm sure you've got an eye on what's going on at the PGA as well. Let's start there. What have you thought of this tournament?
Well, I mean, it should be no shock that Koepka gets up for a major. I mean, when doesn't he? You know, I always said, I was talking to somebody today. I said, if I had an NFL team, I'd want him to just play in Super Bowls and playoffs. He could just sit on the sidelines the rest of the time, but he'd win the other ones for you. So, no, I mean, he always gets up for it. So how do you bet against him?
No, good call there. Hey, you guys are busy right now. You've got all 10 courses open now. I mean, business is flying, I'm sure, for you.
It is. It's amazing what a little change to the weather did. I mean, this was our first really, really busy weekend, and I mean, it has been jamming. It's been like midsummer this weekend. So looks like the weather's going to stick around, and temps are in the 70s today, and Kind of nice to sit on the back patio of the Ross and watch people playing behind me.
You know, it's not very often that somebody makes BC envious. BC, you're usually the guy making others envious. Today, you're envious, though.
I am so envious of where he is right now. I want to be on that Ross course is where I want to be.
Now, you guys were talking during the break. I mean, for the benefit of our StreamYard viewers, so many improvements, so many things that you've been working on. What are some of the things you guys have been working on up there at Boyne Golf?
Well, I'll take the course behind me. So on the Ross, I mean, we had Ross 15 shut down last year while we redid it. And it's a replica of Aronimink number 11. And it's done now, and it is spectacular. We were talking off air. I think it's going to rival Hills 13 for one of the best shots, one of the best holes to play at Boyne Highlands. But that's not it. We did 13. We did 15. We put new tee boxes, moved the tee boxes over, and installed a new tee box and a forward tees at number two and a couple bunkers. So, I mean, the Ross is a lot different course.
Whoa, you added bunkers on number two? Whoa. Back that up again.
Number two?
What? Where'd you put those bunkers? Down the right?
BC, if you hit the first one, it's going to be a problem because it's about 40 yards out in front of the forward tee. But the other one's up on the right-hand side up at the top of that knuckle before you be a dog leg left.
Kind of nasty.
The one up around the corner? No.
Yeah, a little shorty up around the corner. Yeah, I mean, that's where you
can. Yeah, but there's one. There's a bunker on the right there now, too. So
before you get to the pine trees?
Yeah, before you get to the trees, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
But Ross 15, it used to have 5 big bunkers. Now it's got 20 smaller bunkers. So we increased the bunker count. We're now at 126 bunkers on the Ross.
20.
You went from how many to how many on that one?
We went from 5 to 20.
I think I hit it in one of those 5 last year. It's the first time I've ever hit it in a bunker there. I didn't think you could hit it in the bunkers there.
On 15?
Yeah, uphill?
Yeah. Yeah, the bunkers are way over here. You
it's uphill par 4.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, it's great. Great. New hole spectacular.
Ken Griffin, director.
Thanks, Ken.
It's about us, Ken. Thanks.
Ken Griffin, director of golf sales and marketing for Boyne Golf. And I was just about to say, Ken's just sitting back. He lobbed the softball and the boys are playing with it. So it's all good. I know one of the things that you were talking about as well, some improvements to the irrigation system as well. Talk about that.
Well, at all 3 properties. I mean, one of the things is we put in variable pumps, variable speed pumps, which let us have way better control over the water. So a lot better sustainability. We're maximizing our efficiency on the water. But we actually have new pump installations. Not fancy, but boy, it just makes a lot better playing conditions and a lot better turf conditions because we have better control of the water going on at the course. And we did it at all 3 properties. All 10 courses are impacted.
That's awesome. By the way, it was inevitable. Brooks Koepka took care of business, his third PGA. First time winning on the tour in over 2 years. So congratulations.
What's America going to do now?
Congratulations. Well, we'll get to that. I promise you. Ken Griffin, director of golf sales and marketing for Boyne. Ken, one of the things that I know we always like to talk about is everybody's planning their, you know, golf destinations. There are so many great courses in this state. As I mentioned, you offer 10 of them, but you've got some great deals coming up, some packages going up. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that for a moment. If somebody's, you know, looking to head up to one of your entities.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been booking this summer since July of last summer. But fortunately, with the number of rooms that we have and the number of beds that we have and the number of courses that we have, and we do still have some availability. So in honor of the PGA Championship, we have a PGA special this weekend. It's for golf packages in the month of June. And then we have some tee time specials, 20% off tee times from now till June 18th, Father's Day weekend. Midweek tee time, Sunday through Thursday on select courses. So, but 20% off is a pretty good savings midday.
Oh, that's awesome. And by the way, if you haven't booked your tee time yet or reserved your Boyne Golf package, now's your chance. I mean, this deal's only good through June 18th and something for everybody up there to be sure.
Yeah, always. All the properties are awesome. I mean, we'll be up there in a few weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. State Pro-Am.
Hopefully it's not going to be irrigated like it was last year because it rained, I think, for the 2 days we had the State Pro-Am. But But always fun. State Pro-Am is always a great time. Up at the Highlands, we'll be up at the, was it the Ross and the Heather this year?
No, we're no, Hills. The Hills and okay. Heather, yes.
Hills and the Heather, then, yeah.
We'll be back up State Pro-Am. Or not always, State Pro-Am, for Tournament of Champions at the,
yeah, at the Mountain. Mountain, which that, I love the Alpine. It's in my top 10 in the state. I love the Alpine. God, is it a cool
place? And I made it a project to book my accommodations early this year, because last year it was a little difficult because they're really busy.
Yeah.
Really
busy. Well,
I tell people this all the time. I remember 15 years, now it's got to be 12 years ago now, 13 years ago, when Bernie said, we're going to keep these things in championship condition every single day of the year. And he hasn't turned back. You guys haven't turned back on that. Place is spectacular, and it always is.
Thank you, BC. We've made more changes in this since last summer than I've seen in the 15 years. You're talking about the Alpine. Some of the changes we implemented on a more working with Ray Hearn 2 years ago got implemented on the Alpine this year. So the fairways are actually wider. They brought them back. We've got a lower cut around the green so that a recreational golfer has more shot options. So never trying to rest on our laurels, always trying to improve the golf experience.
That's awesome.
Over 8 miles of new cart paths as well. I mean, that's never easy. And as you said, it's all about improving that entire golf experience.
Right. I mean, we're a national destination. We had the last 2 years, we had players from 48 states come in each of the last 2 years. So that works because we have better air access than we'd had in the past. We see people from Michigan inviting their friends to Michigan to play golf. You open the show talking about what great golf we have. There's no question. I mean, 650 public courses and another 150 private. And Michigan has great golf. Bring your friends in and let them see.
No doubt about that. Once again, Ken Griffin, Director of Golf Sales and Marketing for Boyne Golf. I know, Ken, you are going to be hosting an event for WJR up there as well. Tell everybody about that if they haven't heard it yet.
Well, right after the Pro-Am, the Pure Michigan Radio Tour. Fortunately, we're typically a stop on that trip, and we are again this year. And I believe the broadcast guy is going to be broadcasting the 7th of June.
Yep.
From about 40 feet from where I'm sitting. We'll be over in the Ross Grill.
What day is that? A Wednesday? I might have to stick around for this.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. We'll
have to stick around. Right after you guys are here.
I told my wife I won't be home that day either.
That's an extra night.
Yeah, an extra night at over at Bay Harbor. That's okay.
Ken, how can people, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys? Just tell them to go to BoyneGolf.com.
BoyneGolf.com, because you have access to all the courses, any of the tee times. There's information there. It can take you to the hotels and room options and package options. So we think it's the best source is BoyneGolf.com.
Great stuff. Hey, listen, we got about a minute to go, but anything that we left out, certainly we want to give you the opportunity to get out there. So many things going on, Ken. Here's your chance.
Well, I think that's just the big thing is that every time I turn around, Bernie's coming to me going, hey, wait a minute, I've got another project. And there'll be news. We've been working with Ray Hearn for a couple of years to develop a short course here. So not ready to make official announcements yet, but there will be more information coming in the next month or two about development of a short course here at Boyne Highlands.
Steakhouse? How's the steakhouse coming?
Short course first.
Okay.
Which hey, is next a good thing. You know, in 10 years, we'll have a Formula One up there.
That's right.
Hey, BoyneGolf.com. Plan your destination, BoyneGolf.com, and we always appreciate them. Ken Griffin, Director of Golf Sales and Marketing for Boyne Golf. Sounds like the season's off to a great start. Continued success to everybody up there, Ken.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, guys. Good to see you. Can't wait to see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Ken.
For sure. Thank you, Ken.
Ken Griffin, kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf, 760 WJR. Pretty good company here. Thanks to Rieger for this, our fine producer.
Dave Rieger.
Brooks Koepka wins the PGA Championship for the third time. He joins Jack Nicklaus as the only players to win the tournament three times in a six-year span.
Who won it the most? Hagen? Hagen? Nicklaus there?
Nicklaus.
Was it Hagen? No, it wasn't Hogan.
No, but Hagen, Nicklaus. Here's our PGA president, John Leonard, who's from East Lansing, Country Club of Lansing, representing the PGA of America, speaking right now. And John's a really good dude.
Yep. Good guy.
Good guy. Friend. Yeah, really good. And he's going to give this crystal ball to Michael Block, which is
Pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Unbelievable story. Not the only champion around here today, though. We're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Mike Fay.
We have a champion around
yes.
here.
Congratulations.
Thank nice. You. Now, she has worked very hard. So
who's she?
Rachel Fay.
Oh, okay. Yes. do you know her?
I do know her.
Are you familiar with her work?
That amazing. That's that why niece? I haven't been here. We've been okay. on the junior tour circuit, and she won today.
That's
we're
awesome.
The Emerald in St. John's. So very proud of her. That's pretty awesome. She works really hard.
She's a sophomore, correct?
Right.
Wow.
She's practicing, like, you know, getting ready for fun, like all the kids, right? Getting ready for finals, stuff like that. And she's just out there just practicing and working hard. It's good.
That's awesome. Congratulations to Rachel.
Yeah. How'd you putt the Emerald? Because those greens, they could get
it
goofy.
Was very interesting with the girls. If you got it above the hole,
no chance.
There was a very large percentage that was going to be a three putt. Yeah, so the kids started learning as they started playing and laying up and then chip into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And by the way, BC, you were correct. Most wins at the PGA. Jack with 5. Walter Hagen with 5. Jack also with 4 runner-ups.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
5 wins, 4 runner-ups.
They posted it behind you on the TV, but
oh,
you're back
really?
To the TV, so we look like we know what we're talking about.
Phil, as we were doing that show a couple of years ago, oldest winner, he was 50 years old, just a few weeks before his 51st mm-hmm. birthday, mm-hmm. and that was awesome to watch as well. So Brooks, as I mentioned, had not won on the tour. He won in 2019, and then he won again in 2021, February 2021. He hadn't won in a couple of years. So he had 2 in the span of, 4 years? I think it's safe, Brooks, is to say that he's serving notice again.
I think, yeah. And we'll get into some of the details later on in the show, what's going to happen with the, you know, with Zach Johnson and the PGA muckety-mucks, the higher-ups, and what are they going to do with Brooks Koepka now?
Yeah.
What are they going to do come fall?
In Ryder Cup.
And Rome? Yes, Rome. What are they going to do?
You know, he is a badge, I think, now. At least I was thinking today, like, he's won some massive events and some majors, obviously. He's getting, if he isn't already there, he's getting into that, I want to say Tiger area, but he's in the conversation. He's past Rory.
Look at Rieger.
He's past Rieger.
He's got the head nod going.
I'm not saying he's Tiger because he's not even close, but he's past Rory.
5. He's got 5 majors.
He's past Rory.
Listen to what the man's saying.
Okay. And I mean, he's better than, I don't want to say he's better than DJ, but he's past DJ. Like, who's beyond him? Who is beyond Rahm?
I'm not arguing
Rahm
too
won,
much.
This Rahm is... won the Masters. You know what he finished this week? 50th. Okay, yep. No big deal. I mean, you can't play good all the time. But, okay.
He's saying Scheffler.
What Scheffler won major-wise? 1, 2?
I can look it up.
Okay. I mean, Scheffler's been the best player on the planet the last 2 years.
I'm not arguing with you.
But I'm saying this guy is now inching up and up and up. I mean... He is very, very relevant.
Scheffler has 1 major.
Yeah, I just mean, 1. I know, but he's been the best player the last 2 years.
Oh, no question
and
about
again,
it.
And again, he finishes 2nd.
I'm backing what you're saying. I think the proof is in the pudding for a guy to have the success that he did in that couple-year span, you know, 17 to 19, and that kind of fell off, if you remember, in 19, and then come back with a win like this. How do you deny it?
Especially with some controversial couple seasons and the Masters kind of looked like he might be there to win it. It didn't work out. And he was probably pissed. And he came back and said, I'm going to win this thing. And, you know, longer course, perfect course for him.
This will put him tied for 15th on the all-time list of majors with James Braid, John Henry Taylor.
Oh, those are 2 guys I know really well.
And Byron Nelson.
I know him.
Peter Thompson.
Know him.
I mean, he won 5 British Opens.
Yeah.
Sebi.
Yep.
Tom Morris Sr. Tom Morris Jr. Oh, sorry, those are 4. And oh, yep, they already have Koepka listed up there at number five.
I think to your point, Jordan, I mean, whether people want to admit it or not, you're measured by your majors, and you've got five now.
Well,
and listen to that group that BC just brought up.
Pretty awesome group.
Pretty hard to deny that.
Yeah. Well, just to say that guys are like, I mean, Tiger, right? Tiger was the king and probably will always be the king of like, I'm just going to win and you wins. I mean, we would watch events. Well, who's going to win? Well, Tiger.
Like, yeah.
What was, his win rate? Like 30%?
No, it was higher than that. I think it was higher than that. I mean, when he was in his prime, it was like 44%.
Like, that's unheard of.
Yeah,
like,
stupid.
Unheard of. Like, if you won 5% of the time, that's kind of unheard of.
Rocco told me at the PGA 1 year, I said, Rocco, what's your schedule this year? Every event, Tiger is not playing. Excuse me? Do you hear that tree frog out there?
Yeah, I know. Oh, he wants to join in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's our tree frog.
Yeah.
You think about Brooks and what he's got. We were talking about the knee injury and the rehab and all that stuff. Takes time off. And then, you know, the whole blonde hair thing and all that stuff. I mean, it's nuts.
Pretty hard to deny it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Rieger's being so mean to Brooks right now. I'm trying to figure it out.
You don't like him?
Rieger, can you get another headset for the frog?
By the way, Brooks is still just 33 years old, guys. I mean, that's a crazy thing about it. He's only 33. And the way things are going and the way guys are taking care of themselves.
Guess what? He's in the majors for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, regardless of where he plays golf.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where he plays golf.
You know what? Think about him right now. Like he's on the live tour. He got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he got paid. Was it 100? Or I don't even know what it was, right? So he's kind of injured. I know we're going to talk about this a little later. But now he's like, all right, so whatever happens, happens. And if we don't get to play in events, he's like, screw this. I got to win this. I get to play for another 5 years. Regardless of what happened.
He gets to play in the PGA the rest of his life, right?
Yes.
It's
he was probably pissed he didn't win the Masters because he could play that for the rest of his life. Now he wins this, he can play this. You know, that's probably what he's like. That's what spurred him on.
Yeah, there's no doubt that just motivates this guy. Yeah, no doubt about it. But it doesn't make it any easier.
No, heavens, I mean, no. No, 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 no. All right, so we will be talking about this in the second hour of the show. No doubt about that. Check in with the LPGA as well. And Mike Fay always has his eyes on what's going on there. Coming up at 7:06, as a matter of fact, yes, I'm being precise, Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It is really not too far away. Always seems to sneak up on us, and this year's certainly not going to be any exception. Really looking forward to that, June 27th through July 2nd. Don't go anywhere. Second hour. A free hour of Spin on Golf here on a Sunday night.
Brooks.
As they say in hockey, extra time.
Welcome in hour number two. Yes, we have 2 hours when a major is in place. PGA Championship today. Of course, congratulations to Brooks Koepka for getting the job done. Of course, Detroit's major, I affectionately call it Detroit's major, the Rocket Mortgage Classic, creeping up on us. We're a little over a month away, and I'm sure that our next guest has been busy as always. I'm convinced about 5 minutes after the win last year, this guy started working on 2023. So he's been working for, about 11 months now. He is, of course, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Jason Langwell. Jason, really appreciate you taking the time as always. How are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. Good to be with you on a little major championship Sunday here.
Yeah, let's start there. Brooks Koepka gets it done. I think it's a great story. His fifth major, his first time winning a tour event in a couple years, a great comeback story today. And certainly he left no doubt.
He sure didn't. Played some really good golf. Just kind of shut the door. Didn't let anyone in. And he hit it great all week. It was fun to watch. Soak Hill there was really, really something this week. I was kind of glad to see the PGA Championship play as difficult as it did. I love what Kerry Haig did with the golf course and how he set it up and made for some really entertaining viewing, you know, kind of a little closer to par than they normally are for a PGA Championship.
We're going to get the golf club like that this year, Jason?
We'll try. Rough's going to be up. It's hard to get outside of U.S. Open track or a place like Oak Hill. It's hard to get any of them where they you can keep it under 20 anymore, no matter what week you're talking about. But, the golf course is great out there right now, Detroit Golf Club. Rough's going to be good. I like it at the end of June, too. It's able to keep the rough a little more luscious without the summer kind of burning it out a little bit. And you get around those greens come end of June, you'll have trouble getting it up and down.
You know, Jason Jordan here, we see at the beginning of the week they're talking about maybe two or three scores under par, and I see a handful of them here, maybe about 10 or 11. You never really know until kind of the week of how the course might change. You know, we've seen at the Rocket it be firm and fast, which right. usually is because of the time of the year. This course changed this week.
Right.
It was raining. I mean, you had some weather issues. It got softer. Then it got firm again. So I'm sure we've seen some different stuff at the Rocket. You just never know. Now, do you think the time change, moving it up a little bit, will affect that at all?
Oh, for Rocket, no. I think I love the golf course at the end of June out there. I mean, it was good the end of July. It's just harder. You know, the rough was up, mm-hmm. but it thins out a little bit. But when you look at scoring, scoring's been pretty consistent, you know, year in, year out, right in that, 20 to 25 range. And as you guys know, we don't fiddle with par like every other PGA Tour event does. We mm-hmm. played a par 72. Every other event that, you know, people make comparisons, right? They like to make comparisons to other events. They're par 70 or 71. It's really easy for us to take one of these long, one of these shorter par fives and turn into a long four. And, immediately mm-hmm. there's four shots off a par, and some do that twice. So when you really line it up and do the math, it holds up really well.
Best player's going to win anyway. I don't care what the par set 80. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The best player's going to play and win.
We're only six weeks away.
Pros don't care. Yeah, the tour pros don't care. They love coming here. They love this golf course. And those, that's the best part about it. Our date changes have wreaked a little bit of havoc just on like year in, year out planning, but it's really helped us to get a diversified field, and that's helping us because we get different guys that have come every year. You guys like Adam and Patrick that came last year for the first time, even being like, really like this place, and they're telling people about it. So that really helps us. And we're just in our fifth year. Every PGA Tour event's pretty much 25, 30 years old. We've had an amazing, it's hard to believe it's 5 years now come this year, but we had a really, really good five-year run.
We're only 6 weeks away from Championship Sunday and, of course, what we affectionately call Detroit's major, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Jason Langwell, Executive Director, joining us. It's great to talk to you about golf, and we'll do it every week, Jason, but we would be remiss if we didn't mention how much Rocket Mortgage Classic has given back to the community in so many ways. And now you guys have a new program that's giving back as well. Tell us a little bit about Golf and Give.
Yeah, no, definitely want to do that. As you said, Dan Gilbert's vision from day one, I'm bringing this event here, is figure out a way to shine a spotlight on Detroit and impact the outcome in the community. And our Change in the Course initiative to end Detroit's digital divide continues to be our primary focus and mission. We've raised over $7 million for nonprofits since our beginning, $4 million towards our Change in the Course initiative. But Golf and Give is a new program this year. It's going to give many other local nonprofits an opportunity to use this platform, this great event, to raise funds for their mission. So we have 44 participating organizations this year. Really simple. Fans can go to rocketmortgageclassic.com to purchase their tickets to come out to the event. And when they do, they can choose their preferred nonprofit there. And then they can put their code in when they go to purchase their tickets, and $30 from every ticket they purchase goes directly to that nonprofit. There's no fees involved. We help these organizations with marketing materials. So it's really super simple. You go to rocketmortgageclassic.com, you select Golf and Give, choose the charity you want, and every time you buy a ticket, every ticket you buy, $30 goes to that nonprofit. And we're really excited about that program this year. A lot of the listeners don't know that our event's a 501c3, and it's our mission to go generate proceeds, not only for our mission, but for the mission of other charities in town. So really excited about launching that program this year.
Very cool.
Oh, how cool. And this is running through June 1st, correct? So there's time for people to get involved in this.
There are.
We've got another, what, 11 days?
Another 11 days to do it. Another 11 days to do it. I think we see a big pop here coming out of this major and leading into the U.S. Open as kind of the weather turns, as we saw today, the beautiful weather we're having. So excited for fans to go. Tickets are selling fast, too. We're trending towards, like we did in our first couple of years in this date window, a sellout. So outside of the ability to support nonprofits, fans need to get quickly to rocketmortgageclassic.com to get their tickets before they're gone.
Mm, awesome. Make sure you go to rocketmortgageclassic.com. You can find out more about golf and give as well. Ground tickets, as you mentioned, still available. I'm assuming that people better act on that pretty quickly, because we've seen, Jason, over the last few years is you wait too late, you might not get that chance.
No, that's exactly right, and we'll continue to make some announcements about our field. We'll make some announcements here over the next week or so about another couple top 20 players that will be entering the field, maybe three of them. And the experience we're going to have on site is going to be better than ever this year. We have our community days again, so while fans can go buy tickets Thursday to Sunday, we have three free days of amazing golf early in the week. The Sunday before for the John Shippen, fans can come out, watch the top black players in the country compete for an exemption of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and then come back out on Tuesday and Wednesday, watch our Area 313 Celebrity Scramble and our First Tee Youth Clinic that takes place on Tuesday, and then come back on Wednesday for our Delta Dental Pro-Am. So an opportunity to park at University of Detroit Mercy and just walk right in, get up and close and personal with our top professionals. We'll have celebrities out there, Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, The Miz from WWE is going to be out there this year, which will be exciting. He'll be promoting their event that'll be here later this summer. And so it's so not only the best field that we'll ever have coming to us, we're gonna have the best group of celebrities and the best group of experiences we've had here as we celebrate our fifth year.
Jason, we say it every, it gets better and better every year. It's almost like, you know, okay, how can we top it? And each year you guys have been able to top that. I know it's a heck of a lot of work. Before we joined you, I jokingly said, we watched you drive off in the cart last year after the win, and we're like, okay, Jason's probably going to work right now. I'm sure that's not too far away from the truth.
No, it's not. You know, that we got an unbelievable team here. The Rocket Mortgage team, Detroit Golf Club, there were 1,500 volunteers that are working really year-round to touch this event. And yeah, we're already selling 2024 right now, so we start selling next year before we get into this year, and really use the experience out of Detroit Golf Club this year to really energize and pick up the platform from next year. But you're going to see an expanded platform this year. We have larger fan experience areas for free. Our treehouse that we had in the front nine is bigger this year. We put a tent over the top of it to keep people in the shade a little bit. Fans will be able to get up closer to the right side of 15 this year and walk right up to the tee box. We made some room for better fan viewing areas. Our grove, our fan zone on the right side of hole 14 in our famed area 313 is expanded, goes all the way out to tournament 13 now. And so we've got the best against the ropes, away from the ropes, the best experience, whether you're a fan of golf or fan of fun. That's our mission, is to make this more than just a golf tournament. And to your point, we work on it year round and have an incredible team to pull it off.
Well, Jason, you know, you ever want to get anything out there, hit us up. We'll definitely help out in any way we can. We're not here without you guys. And we call it Detroit's major for a reason. It's become a tradition now. Rocket Mortgage Classic, as I mentioned, you better get to rocketmortgageclassic.com and get your tickets as well.
Are we going to have a throw zone this year where they get bombasted with beer bottles?
Yeah, beer.
Oh, man, yeah. I wonder if that'll ever happen.
We'll see.
I'm cringing already. I'm like, oh no.
The executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Jason Langwell, kindly joining us. Jason, all the best. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Jason Langwell, kindly joining us. More Spin on Golf next Sunday night here on 760 WJR. Well, you know what's interesting about this? A lot of the conversations after Brooks Koepka winning. Brooks Koepka, third PGA Championship, fifth major, and let the debates begin, huh? Is that the best way to say it?
Pretty much.
And I know, BC, you brought one up earlier, kind of teased it.
I love it.
can be done in September. What's the decision going to be?
Well, what is in September, by the way?
The Ryder Cup in Rome. Thank you. Who owns the Ryder Cup? Everyone's asking me on Twitter. Well, not everybody knows who owns the Ryder Cup. I'm like, PGA of America owns the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
The President's Cup is owned by the PGA Tour and the other bodies overseas. And I guess we do shared revenue, you know, both ways with the European Tour and the PGA of America. But a guy finishes second in a major and then the guy wins a major. Zach Johnson, obvious reasons. Mr. Rieger so politely brought up a nice little story about what Zach Johnson said a few hours ago, and he'd be irresponsible to say something right now about it.
Well, that was what he quoted to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is perfect. I just want my association to have this problem on their lap. Now they're on the spotlight. What's going to happen now, Mike Bay? What is going to happen now?
They're going to have to take a really close look at what is going to happen in the future, too.
I mean,
we knew this was going to happen.
Well, I didn't know the LIV players were going to finish this high up in this many majors, to be honest with you.
Well, why not?
I really didn't. I don't know.
Dustin Johnson, Koepka, Mickelson. Who are the other top guys?
Oh, man.
Smith. Cam Smith. Yeah.
DeChambeau, right.
I mean, those are top 10 guys.
Right.
Top 15, top 10. Yeah, some are top five.
In the world. Right.
In the world.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, maybe I was a little skeptical of how they're going to go, how their future was going to go with that much money. I mean, we're talking tons of money these guys are getting paid. But now? Now, Mike?
What do you think?
No, everything was easy. Everything was on paper. You qualified because you're in the top 100 in the world. You're in the top 50 in the world. You're in the top. You got four captain's choices, right? Is it four? Yeah, I think it's four captain's choices. Eight automatically and four captain's choices.
How is he not a pick?
He has to be.
Exactly.
He's a pick.
He's got to be.
If he's not a pick, Jack Johnson is going to get crucified.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm going to be right there in the front of the line, but I'm going to say I'm going to be right up there.
No, there is not going to be a line where you are.
Right.
You will be out there on a pedestal.
Right. I mean,
complaining and bitching and all
that. Yeah, that's the way it is. But, you know, as a fellow PGA member, I think, you know, Brooks Koepka is still a PGA member. He's still eligible to play in the Ryder Cup.
He's a PGA member?
Yes. He's still. I think he still holds on to his membership.
How?
Every year grace period. And I think he gets, I'm not sure if it ends June 30th, but it's coming up.
Oh, because it would have been 1 year from announcement?
1 year announcement.
I thought they denounced that he was a member. Or he rescinded,
I don't know,
gave up his membership.
A PGA Tour membership.
Oh,
but not.
I don't know if that gives up his PGA. I don't know about the details in this. Are we live on air? Am I talking about this live on air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. You are.
We're actually live on everything.
Oh,
StreamYard.
I saw some of the loose language.
You know, I was at dinner. I was at dinner and happy 50th birthday to Carrie Valsheen, one of our neighbors, at dinner last night. She goes, "So what do you guys talk about in the radio?" I'm like, "Yeah, just a bunch of stuff." It's like we're just sitting there just talking. We're not even like we're on the radio anymore.
Yeah,
just like this.
I didn't even know I was on the radio.
It should be. It's just conversation.
Well, right. And I told her all our goal is just to not swear.
Right.
And not just saying that we can get fined for.
That's tough. Right? Two tough things.
Two very tough things. So far.
I mean, Mike does a great job over there. Look at him.
Well, yeah, he just sits there and smiles.
Yeah. But the LPGA Tour. Coming up here.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. How about after 7:30? I don't know if we have enough time to do it before the break. Right?
We
now.
Don't.
Yeah, we don't have enough time to do it.
This is a big deal. Now we're going to talk about this to the U.S. Open.
Oh, I think it's the next thing. Oh, absolutely. Fair. It's huge. That's just the way things are.
What do you guys think about Rory? Mike, what do you think about Rory? I mean, did he show up this week or did he fail again?
I don't think he failed.
It was all right. I don't, you know. It was all right.
Fifth, sixth.
I think he had a chance to win.
He had a chance to win.
So he finished T7. He missed some opportunities to make it happen. I mean, he shot 69, 69, 69 the last 3 days.
That's great.
And looks like he probably could have shot a little lower.
He had moments on Friday and early on Saturday where I thought, okay, here he comes. But it just never, it never happened. He was never able to kind of put it together and go on that Rory run, so to speak. But yeah, he was all right. I didn't think anything badly.
And I like when people say, well, what happened to Rory? Well, he came seventh in a major.
Yeah.
I'm just setting that up though. I just want to get everybody's comments. Yeah. But
he didn't win. I mean, it's really hard to win a tournament.
DeChambeau. She was good.
Yeah.
He's fourth.
He looked
really good because Bryson has not played very well.
And he's been injured.
Years. He's been
just like
on.
Brooks.
I thought Rory looked really human today, too. I mean, the way he was having fun with Michael Block, I think that counts for something.
How can you not?
Yeah. Well, you know, some people don't think that Rory's exactly a human being either. You know what I mean? So,
no comment.
See what I said. But he was having some fun with it, and that counts or something.
I was kind of pulling for Victor Hovland.
Yeah, I think so, too. And
he was there.
Yeah.
He competed.
Until 17 or 16.
Well, he had the old Corey Connors into the wet face there. But
it was really nice on the Golf Channel to see one of our friends, Joe Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
He's working hard on this short game.
Good for Joe. Right? I miss Joe.
It's pretty cool.
Couple 65s this after a few 65s this after
yeah the defending well. Champion so, at the Rockets,
some guy named Scheffler who just keeps finishing like he's the new ATM man that just finishes in the top five constantly.
Ho-hum. You know,
even when he plays bad
second. Hovland tied him on the last hole there, made birdie and 18. Well, easy birdie hole, right? Yeah
So Koepka 9 under, Scheffler, Victor at 7 under, Cam Davis at 3 under, Kurt Kitayama at 3 under as well. Another guy shot a 65 today. Good for him, right?
Absolutely.
How about Block? I mean, his story is cool, but
that up and down in 18 will be epic.
He shoots
for sure.
He
for
shoots sure. one over. He drops 7 spots. I mean, that's ironic. He shot one over.
In a major, you usually gain spots.
So I was figuring it out last night. I'm looking at the thing. I'm like, wow. He finishes 10th, he makes 500 grand. But if he shoots 8 over and shoots 80 or 78 and everybody falls back a little bit, he'll probably finish about 35th or 40th. And that'd be like 85 grand. I go, that's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
And he made about 300. So
300 grand.
Cha-ching.
I bet you his wife was happy.
70, 70, 70, 71.
Suck on that 1099.
We'll take a look at the LPGA when we come back, and of course the POW as well. The last half hour of the show. A special shout out to our buddy Blake back at the studio as well. On-site producer, Mr. Riga. Thanks for joining us here at Spin on Golf Sunday night here, 760 WJR.
Brady Lover.
1090. Well, so many things going on in the golf world. That's why when we have majors, including Detroit's major, the Rocket Mortgage Classic, can't thank our friends at Rocket Mortgage enough for sponsoring this show as well. We do a 2-hour show. So not only can we pay homage to whoever won the major that particular day, and in the case of this day, it's Brooks Koepka, his third PGA championship, fifth major overall, but it gives us an opportunity to talk about other things. And Mike Fay has been a busy man. Not only is he keeping an eye on what's going on in the LPGA, kind of quiet
Rieger's
right
working.
Now. You know, Rieger's working too.
I'm getting bombarded.
Yeah, he's
Rieger.
Well, you know what? He's a hater right
he's,
now.
He's in, falling asleep.
I've seen
it's
hater
hour
mode.
Two.
I've seen hater mode. He's in hater mode. Not only is Mike Fay busy taking a look at what's coming up with the LPGA, kind of slow right now, but a very busy June, including right here in our fine state out at Belmont. But again, congratulations to your daughter, Rachel.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been busy with all the kids and supporting all of them and cheering for them the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's been good.
That's good. Tell us about what's going on in the LPGA. As I mentioned, kind of a lull right now, but busy time. Quickly approaching.
Yes, May 24th through the 28th this week coming up, the Bank of Hope LPGA Match Play presented by MGM Rewards over at
my home
Shadow
course.
Creek.
It's my home course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
The forest among the forest.
Man, that has got to be, I mean, I love that place.
It's beautiful.
It is just one of the most beautiful places around.
Yes, we were just talking during the break. There's going to be just announced something very interesting. I think it's pretty cool. The Players Challenge presented by MGM Resorts International will be a 9-hole, 2-man team scramble featuring NFL superstars like Devontae Adams and stuff like that. And they are going to air it while the final round is going on of the tournament. So they're going to show all these guys on TV on the Golf Channel. So,
pretty cool. Wow.
Do you guys like that stuff overall?
No.
You guys, no?
What?
I'm not what? A big – I don't watch the match and all that.
The stuff. Match, oh, no. All that stuff. You guys aren't into it?
No.
What a bunch of noise. No.
You know what it reminds me of? I mean, I hate to – you know, sorry, Mike. But, I mean, it reminds me of remember they had the All-Stars, like when all the athletes would get together? What was it called? The Superstars? They would run on the beach.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
There was only one reason to watch
that. The Battle
of
the Network Stars?
Bingo.
Yeah.
There was only one reason everybody watched that.
And they were like sprint on the beach. And then they try to do.
Yes. I mean.
That's what I think it's like.
Wonder Woman. Yeah. I mean, they wore bathing suits. I mean, that was it. Okay.
It wasn't Baywatch. I'm just saying it was like, come on. But all the sports star, all the different sports guys got together.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And it was like.
Lynn Swan.
Yeah. I remember that.
That's what it reminds
okay,
me
Mike,
of.
Okay, Mike, how you doing in your segment?
I'm doing fantastic.
He's the consummate pro here. He's just like, okay, I'm going to wait these
I'm
guys out.
Listen and learn. That's what I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to do is listen and learn. Upcoming tournaments. You know, it's not very. Long away here, we've got the Meyer LPGA Classic coming up June 15th through 18th. Hmm.
Beautiful out there in Belmont. It really is.
We're spoiled around here, right?
We're
spoiled with a lot of events close by for the women on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, you got three of them within an hour and a half. Basically.
Yeah, really?
Toledo.
Yeah, from where we're sitting right now, probably about an hour and a half.
The Dana opens in Sylvania, Ohio on the 13th through the 16th of July. And then you got the Dow.
Now we need one in Chatham, and we could have an hour and a half northwest, south,
London.
And east, right?
I wish you could do
maybe
open.
Even to London. London. Yeah.
London Hunt? Maybe.
Yeah, London Hunt. Awesome.
And June is Women's Golf Month, if you didn't know that.
June 1st, big day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Rieger sent us this. Let these stories begin.
Yep.
This is from Global Golf Post. Here's your title. You ready? Will they or won't they? Koepka, Johnson lead live list of Ryder Cup hopefuls. And then, of course, there's a picture of Brooks and DJ and Justin Thomas celebrating at the Ryder Cup. It is a question that's going to be asked 1,000 times in the next few weeks alone. It really is.
Every day.
Yep.
1,000 a day. Yeah.
How do you say no? How do you, like, honestly, really and truly, give me the justification for saying no.
You can't ask me because I cannot be impartial on this.
Okay,
one.
Jordan, give me the justification for saying no.
I don't think you can. I don't think there's a no. I can't see it happening.
Honestly,
I can't think of how they would spin it.
If Seth Waugh's comments this past week are indicative of the direction that they're going or the stand that they're going to take, then they're not going to be invited.
It's almost like it's like saying either you can play in the majors or you can't. Well, they're playing the majors based on the world ranking. Well, if your world ranking is up there to qualify you for the Ryder Cup and you're on the open market to participate, which I still believe they are, unless they say they're not allowed, then how do you keep them out? Yep. If they say no live players can play, then I guess that's how they keep them out. But I don't think it's going to happen.
That's insane.
It is.
I'm
but
sorry.
It would put them on the spotlight because this is the first time that someone's going to have to make a decision and say yes or no.
It is the first time.
Because there is no real
qualification.
Before
it was just like, poof, all of a sudden you can't play because of the world ranking points and all the stuff.
Like,
they took themselves out of the conversation. Just by saying something like that,
and then will it go to court? Like the other thing went to court, where they said, "Well, you can't play," and then they say, "Okay, we're going to take you to court." Okay, then there's an injunction and there's a decision, and then like, what's going to happen? I don't know.
Who knows?
You know, what's interesting is this article points out the PGA Tour will not compete in the 2 weeks after the Tour Championship, which ends August 27th. LIV is scheduled to play at Rich Harvest Farms September 22nd through the 24th, the weekend before Ryder Cup. So that's one less excuse that they could make, a scheduling conflict. I mean, I just don't.
That, you're right. Yeah.
I to me.
Yeah, but the not all those players are, you don't know their contracts on LIV that they have to play in all 14 events.
Either. Okay. Yep.
I know one guy does not have to play in all 14 events. And
I know that there's a lot of private planes that fly from O'Hare.
Oh, yeah.
Over to
Rome.
Yep. No problem.
No problem. Zero. And the guy that might, was sitting might here take, has been on a couple yeah, of them.
Might,
yeah.
might take a few hours, but yeah, it so get, gets there.
Here's a funny thing next week. So our PGA of America headquarters, speaking of our illustrious PGA, is in Frisco, Texas, hosting the Champions Tour, the KitchenAid Senior PGA next week. And I heard nothing but great things about the golf course, Frisco.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear about that.
Yeah, it looks cool on TV. I've seen the whole layouts. It looks really cool. But
this is like a major complex that I'm more and more interested in the more I see pictures and videos of it.
Yeah, my
this is like Canton Super Bowl or what's the baseball? Like the
softball
Hall
Center.
Of Fame.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
No, I'm talking like the
it's Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
This is like
huge.
I mean, that's what I kind of envision it.
It's a big
it's
area.
A massive display of the PGA of America and everything, and then major indoor golf complex, outdoor complex, massive putting green, range, training center, performance center, golf courses, championships, hotels, district,
yep.
Everything.
It's massive. It's going to be cool to watch on TV next weekend, Champions Tour.
Mike, they can't say no, right? I'm just waiting for one of you guys. They can't say no, right?
Yes, they can.
Well, they can.
They can. Absolutely.
You can't justify it.
But that's going to be tough if they're not playing.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, don't go anywhere. Final segment of the show on a Sunday night. Again, Blake back at the studio. Mr. Rieger here on site. We've got the Punk of the Week coming up. Final segment. Don't go anywhere. Spin on Golf. 760 WJR. You know, I didn't know, Mr. Rieger, I apologize. Thanks for letting me know. Not only do we have Blake back at the station, but we have Jason, one of the newest members of the 760 WJR team back at the station. So thank you guys for putting up with 2 hours of this show. We
thanks
enjoy
for
it.
Keeping that finger close to that button, Blake. Thank you very much.
As Mr. Big Voice said, 6 weeks from now, we'll be sitting in somewhere on the grounds at the DGC. It's Championship Sunday of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Jordan, you know, it was interesting. You brought something up to Jason that I was thinking in my head. You know what you're going to get in late July around here. You know what you're going to get.
Right.
Late June, early July, you don't know what you're going to get around here. And this time of year is the same thing. I mean, you might have just a ton of rain this time of year. You might have 90 degrees every day. This has been a very, very mild May, to say the very least, and forthcoming. but to your point, I'm not going to sit there and try to figure out what the course is going to look like, because that's a weird time of year, late
June. It's
going to
be thicker.
Oh yeah.
I think it's going to be thicker.
Yeah.
It'll be thicker, yeah.
Yeah, I think the rough will be.
But it doesn't matter. This guy's still going to shoot 2,500 because they hit it right
absolutely.
Down the middle of the fairway, you know?
Absolutely.
I don't think it'll change much, but I do think the grasses will be a little, I don't want to say healthier, but I think the potential of them being pretty good. Now, I think that the Poe this year is probably popping much later. And the Poe is the Poana.
Yeah.
And really we always talk about it. When you play golf, especially on the older greens, the grasses are Poana. And you can look out there right now, the seeds turn white. So the temperatures have to be above 50 at night. And then these start reseeding. So they're not white. But if you look carefully and you pick off the top, it's actually a seed.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts happening for a while. Now, usually that happens here mid-May, early May, late May. Now, I don't know. Like, I don't know where you've played a bunch lately, BC, but I played a few courses that usually they're very poey. Well, the grass was perfect. Like, it was short. It was cut tight. They weren't seeding it. So I think we're 2 or 3 weeks. You can beg differ, but I think we're 2 or 3 weeks later than usual.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to affect anything in a month. It's going to be done by then.
Right.
But things like that kind of matter.
I'm sorry, BC, you brought it up. I love seeing these guys go out and just dominate. I want to see 30 under. I want to see absolutely. Let them
see guys, you know, hit a thin shot in the bunker and can't play it. I'm like, dang it. I mean, come on. These are the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Let's stick it to them. Come on.
Especially a course we're familiar with. And
fun.
It's going to be great. I want to bring it up again. Golf and Give is another program. Rocket Mortgage.
Hey,
they just keep
Danny
giving
Gilbert
back.
Just sit around and go, hey, I got something for you guys. I got another one.
It's amazing.
Hey, I got another one for
it's,
you.
It's amazing. $30 from each ticket purchase going directly to whatever nonprofit you choose. I mean, it's such a great
you
thing.
You choose. The person chooses. Yeah. Which is really cool.
Golf and Give, that offer is standing through June 1st. All you have to do is go to rocketmortgageclassic.com, and you can be a part of that. June 27th through July 2nd. And as Jason said, it is still so strange that this is year five. It's like all the years have kind of run together now. It was like, okay, was the first year there the first day was so incredible hot? No, that was just a Jordan, you and I were dripping bullets. What year? I mean, it was because I remember the one year was just so darn humid out there. And but whatever, it's back. It's going to be here for a long time, June 27th through July 2nd. And of course, we'll be out there for 2 hours. Programming note before we get to the POWs. We're not going to be here next week. We have the week off.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have the week off next week.
Play golf.
Bitch at somebody else.
Okay.
That was awesome. I go home and pitch at my dog.
Okay.
You should have your own, like, talking to the computer of the POW. And
that was great. No, we have Michigan Panthers, and with it being Memorial Day weekend. And then I'm not going to be with you boys for a couple weeks. So we have my daughter's graduating, and then we have the graduation party a couple weeks after that.
Sounds like we should do the show at the grad party.
You could come over. Come over.
Marcereau.
I'm not far away. Come over.
We could do it.
You get free food.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Now, what?
Come on over.
Rieger, can we do this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, come. I have a back porch.
How cool would that be?
Wait till... 10 seconds, we'll get a text.
No, here's your invite now. You guys are all invited. Come do the show at my house. Yeah.
Oh, man. That'll be fun.
Wives, everybody invited?
Yeah. Absolutely. Everybody come over. Those
more money for the daughter, right?
That's a story for a different day. We'll get into that. All right, we're running out of time. So Marcereau just said party at Sean's. There you go.
Yeah, told you. Marcereau, that was 8 seconds.
Yeah,
not 10 seconds.
Unbelievable. He's the best.
You guys come in. It was I texted Jeff this afternoon. It's kind of funny. So they were saying all along, they were going, all right, we're having the graduation ceremony, 2 in the afternoon, 6 in the afternoon. When did that happen? You've only been talking about it for the last 3 months that it was 2 in the afternoon. So yeah, I'm going to miss the 4th and the 11th, but it sounds like I'm not going to miss the 11th because you're all going to be at my house at the graduation party.
We hope so.
All right, POW, you want to go first, Mikey?
We are just discussing.
I think this is
a
group POW.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's pretty tough right now. People not taking care of the golf course.
This is
kind of their responsibility.
Freaking control.
Yes.
Out of control, Mike. And I mean, every time I go on a golf course this week with students, it's like, what the hell is going on out here?
Do you think that they just don't know? And we need to do a better job to teach
I them? Think that's number one. I said, I can't believe how many signs I'd have to put up. Hey, dummy, don't be hitting balls from our range tee over here and launching range balls into our short game area.
People are doing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this morning. So, you know, I mean, do I got to put a sign up everywhere? Hey, I can't say that word, can I? Dummy, don't. Do this. Don't do that. Or can you take care of the golf course in a nice way? Can you put a nice sign up there?
I like when the people, like, there's a cart path that's 8 feet from the green, mm-hmm. and it's level, but they choose to drive up on the edge of the cart path to the edge of the green where it's tilted at about 30 degrees because that 8 foot walk is too far. Like, what do you think the cart path is there for?
Has it gotten worse? Seriously,
the cart path could be, we say this in Florida all the time, the cart path could be 70 miles wide and there's going to be two tires on the freaking grass.
I don't get it. I mean, it's just this.
I mean, I'm going to come to somebody's front yard and just start taking divots. You know, just, I don't give a crap about your yard either.
The stupidity of people, it's just like.
Has it gotten
doing?
Worse the last few years, really?
Yeah.
Do you see more and more?
I just think people are entitled and they don't really care.
They don't care. Yeah.
Like, I had an interaction with somebody today, and I told him, look, take the receipt out to the short game area in case somebody asks you if you paid. Why would I do that? So I don't have to ask you. Oh, and by the way, take the tube. What do you mean the tube? Can't I just use my own balls? I go, take the tube. So I don't have to ask you if you paid. We've got range members. They've paid a yearly membership. We have
short game members.
And we have daily fee members. So if you have a tube, then one of us won't ask you and bother you. So
get a clue.
I mean, just Jeez. Come on, people, please.
Oh, great to be back with you guys. These two-hour shows are fun. Marcelo, you're on notice. BC's begging for a third hour. So
BC's having his own hour. Actually, probably have his own 4 hours. He's going to argue with himself next week.
Hey, listen, for the gang, have yourself a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you. Spit on Golf 760 WGR.